Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Dave Plyer Show on 720 WGN.
In Chicago, at Tribune Tower, the newspaper's colorful editor and publisher, Colonel Robert McCormick, was enamored with a new mass medium.
Colonel McCormick, who ran the Chicago Tribune, was always very interested in these new mediums that were coming about.
We are therefore undertaking our adventure to television at the earliest possible moment. We're setting out as soon as we can. We're going as far as we're able.
Television was in its infancy.
In our Chicago School of Television exhibit, so much of it is WGN-TV. So.
Museum of Broadcast Communication Chairman Dave Plyer says Chicago, the crossroads of America, was becoming a center of the grand experiment.
Where television was going to go was still quite unknown.
In the early 1940s, WBKB became Chicago's first commercial station, and in March of 1948, Channel 9 became the Second City's second commercial television station, with its first experimental telecast, the Golden Gloves Boxing Tournament, broadcast from the organ loft at Chicago Stadium.
Hooked up all the equipment and did 48 consecutive Golden Glove bouts out of the Chicago Stadium on March 3rd.
Tribune executives decided to name the station after the Chicago Tribune's masthead slogan, World's Greatest Newspaper.
In Chicago, people knew what WGN Radio was all about. They actually played with a couple different names, call letters for WGN. It was WGNB, and they just said, look, we already have the name. It's already on the moniker on the newspaper. It's already on the radio station. Let's just make this one big happy family and call it WGN.
About 1 month after broadcasting boxing, on April 5th, 1948, WGN-TV began in earnest with a two-hour premiere live from the WGN Radio Theater at Tribune Tower, hosted by a fresh face with a familiar voice.
Jack Brickhouse was the first face of WGN-TV, and he already was on WGN Radio for many, many years.
It was the first official telecast on Channel 9.
You are listening to station WGN.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Making the most of the moment, that's the way you are. We've been living life right with you, sharing good times, we've come far. We're a part of Chicago, a city filled with pride. Growing up together with a good feeling that grows from inside, filled with pride. When you turn to us, welcome home. Welcome
home. Chicago's very own Channel 9.
Keeping in touch with tomorrow. Look at the lineup this fall.
More movies, news, sports, and fun. See us, we've got it all.
When you turn to us,
welcome home.
Welcome home.
Chicago.
We belong to Chicago.
Chicago's Channel 9.
It's 75th anniversary of WGN-TV this year. Mike Lowe from WGN-TV has put together some really remarkable footage and reporting every Thursday night at the 9 o'clock news and throughout the week. And Mike joins us in studio. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. It's great to be at WGN Radio. This studio is magnificent.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Isn't this great? So you said you were here once before?
I was here once before.
Did they let you pass the lobby?
Just in the lobby, yeah.
That's nice of them.
I guess you got to be a guest.
Yes, you do. You have to know some people. You do. Well, you know, I've been watching the last few weeks, and I know I've been part of it the last few weeks, but I know how much work you have done and that has gone into everything so far, but it must be a lot of fun too.
This has been really one of my favorite projects that I've ever gotten. We were talking about how kind of the origin of how it happened. My boss a few months ago, this was last year, said we've got the 75th anniversary. You know, in the past, we've done a 1 hour or 2 hour special to mark like the 40th, 50th, 60th. But this year we want to do something different and celebrate it in the weeks for the entire year leading up to the April anniversary. Would you be interested in doing 14 stories on this?
That's great.
And so we came up with some ideas, not just decade by decade, but kind of highlighting interesting slices of the WGN story, the WGN history. And I think you were the first person we interviewed. And I was looking back. That was all the way back in October.
It was. So, God, wasn't I thought it was December. Was it October?
It was October.
All right. So we, from a museum perspective.
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We talked to you as, in your role as the chairman of the Museum of Broadcast Communication.
Right, right, right.
One of the foremost historians of...
Oh, yeah, that's me. No, it's George Pappas at WGN Television. He is the big historian. He knows it all.
George Pappas knows it all.
Yeah.
But your insight has been invaluable in this. And you mentioned you've been in a couple of these already, and you'll be in several more.
That's cool. No, that's very cool. I appreciate that. I'm honored to do it, by the way. You know, we covered a lot of topics, though. I mean, we did. I mean, we may have talked for an hour, whatever it might have been, but there's been three features already. And if you haven't seen them, you can get them at WGNTV.com. There's a 75th area you can get to on that, right?
Yeah.
But the first report a few weeks ago was about the, because I want people to watch the old ones, too, the very early days of WGN.
Yeah, this traced all the way back to the transition from radio to TV. So we unfortunately don't have footage of the very first broadcast, but there are still photos that we were able to use. We found recordings of Colonel Robert McCormick talking about taking this adventure into television and going as far as we're possibly able to.
Yeah.
So that was part of the first one. But what really surprised me as somebody who, and I think most of the viewers of Channel 9, most Chicagoans certainly identify Channel 9 for the Bozo Show and the Cubs.
That's right.
But what I didn't realize was how much the station did before those things. I mean, the Cubs were virtually a part of the station from the beginning. But we were pioneers in programming, in technology. I mean, to talk about the nation's first quiz show was produced by WGN. The first beauty pageant ever on television was WGN.
Yeah.
The first courtroom drama was ever
That's right.
on Channel 9. And on down the list. And we talked, you know, you mentioned almost as an offhand remark at the end of our interview, the floating studio.
Yeah. So the Tribune Tower is where radio was for forever and ever. But you'd get the bounces of the trucks and stuff. So, yeah, please explain that story.
Yeah, so you're in the middle of a city like Chicago, especially on Michigan Avenue, a very busy stretch of road. You hear the rumbles of trucks. You hear people going by. You hear clatter and all kinds of things. They had to sound isolate the studio. And that had never been done before. This is the infancy of television. So engineers at Channel 9 came up with this idea to use vinyl bags filled with air.
Sounds so bizarre.
It really does. And it's still the technique basically used today.
Yeah.
So that was something that was adopted by television stations around the country, innovated here in Chicago.
We only programmed, TV only programmed about 45 hours a week, 7 days a week. And I do remember as a kid when it was a huge promotion on GNTV when they went 24 hours a day. That was huge because there would be a sign off. There would be, I think it was the national anthem either got you out or got you in to the evening, but then you got static or it was just off
the test
the air.
Pattern.
The test pattern, which is crazy, but that's how every TV station operated. There was no 24 hours a day.
We found an old video where somebody was talking about the test pattern and how even just watching that, seeing a test pattern was like revolutionary.
Yeah.
Coming in, this is before we had 100 channels or 300 channels.
Yeah.
Just having a signal come into your living room of anything was really marvelous.
And we pride ourselves for being an independent station, GNTV. But it wasn't always that way. Like in the beginning, we had network affiliations. We shared it with CBS. We had the Dumont Television Network, which is a short-lived network. But we also produced a ton of shows that went national. So the Chicago Symphony, Chicagoland Mystery Players, Music from Chicago, They Stand Accused, talking about the courtroom dramas, Windy City Jamboree. That was all throughout the country. And one of the things you talked about also in, I think, the second report was about music on television, because music was a big threat of radio, but that was a big part of programming back in the early days.
In those first, the very early days of TV, they really didn't know what they were doing. And so, as I think you pointed out in the interview we did, is they were doing radio on TV.
That's what,
And then as they got more and more ideas or decided to take things out and do remote broadcasts, they partnered with, WGN partnered with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. So you have these two great institutions in Chicago coming together, and they created a magical TV show that ended up winning the Peabody Award as a prestige program that heightened and elevated television, bringing this, what you think of as kind of highbrow music to the masses.
Yeah.
And That was syndicated internationally. They even did a show from Paris, and really captured some of those performances. Now, I have to tell you, the footage you saw in that report was not in the WGN archives.
Yeah, where'd you find that?
The CSO kept all the tapes.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
We went up to the Rosenthal archives. A lot of, you know, that's something no one really gets access to. But because it was WGN and we have, you know, we produced it, they gave us some of the tape to
screen. They were in good shape from what I saw.
Yes. They have those Rosenthal archives at the CSO are climate controlled and they've kept everything pristine.
That's true. So. That's true. Yeah. We had an orchestra, the WGN orchestra. It started in radio, but it was the 1930s, I think. Bob Trendler, Mr. Bob, Bozo Circus, was the guy. But then he also transferred to television as well.
He was part of so many of those programs. We, going back through the archives, so many of the programs revolved around music, had the orchestra or a band component. There was a show called International Cafe, which That's was, right. they billed it as a weekly menu of ethnic dancing and performances, and you had the band in there. And Bob Trendler was a part of almost all of the shows that involved music, and people my age, people maybe in that era remember him for being Mr. Bob on the Bozo Show.
That was like his before retirement job. That was like his last thing.
The last thing
that he did. Absolutely. We're talking to WGN TV's Mike Lowe about their 75th anniversary at WGN, and features are airing right now through April on the 9 o'clock news, and there's more with them next on 720 WGN.
This program originated in Chicago.
Bozo Circus is on the air.
Another Sunday presentation of family classics.
Our show is on the air every morning here at Channel 9.
This is WGN Television 9 in Chicago.
Jack Rickhouse back with you once again.
Harry Carey, it's a beautiful day for
Blackhawks hockey on good old Channel 9.
Tom Skillett becomes a member of the News 9 team.
We'll see you tonight on the 9 o'clock news.
I'm Micah Mater.
And I'm Ray Cortez.
The whole world is watching Chicago tonight on this day.
Who's your favorite clown?
Hey, hi, Cookie.
Are you kidding me?
You can't put it on the board. Be up.
Shot four.
Holy cow.
Yes! Yes!
This is the story of WGN.
Chicago's very own.
Hold that smile.
There's a lot to smile about on Channel 9. Kids have silly smiles. Kids have happy smiles. Kids have funny smiles.
Hey, hold that smile.
Flintstones are great. Beatles being wise.
Watching Bozo and Ray.
And the Bugs.
You got style.
Kids in Chicago having a good time. They are watching Channel 9.
You're too young for this, Mike Lowe. Probably.
A little
too. when it first a little bit, yeah. Mike Lowe's here from WGN TV in studio. We're talking about WGN TV's 75th anniversary and all of the reporting and features he's doing on the 9 o'clock news on Thursday nights, which have been great. But the slogans, we did Chicago's very own, hold that smile. That was a big part of the landscape of WGN as well over the years.
Yeah, so in the early 80s, the news division had a slogan, WGN and you. And then for children's programming, there was Hold That Smile. And that's the one that people remember
with
Bozo going crazy and kind of leading the grand march through the city.
Yeah.
And in 1983, leading into 1984, station executives looked at those slogans and said, they're fine, but they're a little fleeting. They didn't stick with you. And so they put kind of a call out to advertising agencies and said, who can come up with a new slogan for Channel 9? And the team that got it was from Eisman, Johns, and Laws, and a guy named Mike Watercott. He came up with Chicago's very own.
Wow.
And you know how he did it? They were struggling to come up with something that would capture Chicago. And he and his creative partner at the agency went to Sue Casa on Ontario.
Oh, get out.
And they had a bunch of margaritas and literally
cocktail napkins.
Cocktail napkins. They were jotting things down on cocktail napkins. One of them was WGN here, there, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was only the best. And then right in the middle, it was Chicago's very own. And they were like, that's it.
Do we have that cocktail napkin still?
The cocktail napkin exists.
Get out of here.
We went to go see the guy, Mike Watercott, in North Carolina. He's retired now. He lived in Evanston for years. And so we'll have that kind of colorful story. And then
I love that.
All the how they got Lou Rawls. They said, you know, the jingle for Chicago should really have some soul. almost like we need a Lou Rawls sound-alike. And somebody in the meeting
That's
said,
what always happens.
Somebody said, well, why don't we try to get Lou Rawls? And at the time, Lou Rawls was a three-time Grammy Award winner. And he was doing Budweiser's national campaign. So they're like, how are we going to get Lou Rawls? Lou Rawls wanted to do it for Channel 9.
Oh, that's great.
He charged $25,000, which in those days was a lot, and
his
expenses.
Yeah.
They said it took him 15 minutes to record the jingle, and that was...
Sure, which is recorded. You can see it on YouTube, the original recording and stuff. Wow, that's cool. Well, you did Jack Brickhouse last night, who was Mr. Everything. I mean, he was the guy that called, not only called all the games, but interviewed presidents and popes, but other things you have coming up, how the Superstation came to be, how the news department covered the city.
We went through the photographer slash editor that I'm working with, who you met when we interviewed you, Kevin Dolman, and I have been going through the archives. We said we should really give ourselves a couple days to go through these tapes. We were like, a
couple days.
Yeah, we were like, we actually might need a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We actually might need more than that. So we've gone through basically 75 years of stuff. And what we wanted to do, especially in the news coverage piece that'll be airing in a few weeks, was not just rehash all the stuff you've seen over and over again,
right.
But show like how we cover, you know, whether it's man on the street interviews about the weather, just showing the different news sets and what we were doing in terms of innovating things in the news. You know, we were the first station in Chicago to have a newscast. It was called the Chicagoland Newsreel.
That's right.
It eventually became Nightbeat, which was another very popular program that aired like overnights.
But reels, that's what you would see in the movie. So it was a great connection to people that would go watch their newsreels before their movie and so forth as well. And you got Phil Donahue, you got Harry Carey, and of course children's programming, which I'm sure Dean will be a big part of, but it's every Thursday night during the 9 o'clock news. They are really great. It's footage I've seen a lot of footage. There's footage I haven't seen. So well done. I mean, you've done a great job.
It's Chicago history, and I always tell people there is no television station in the country that means as much to its city
I think so.
As WGN means to Chicago.
I think you're right. Mike Lowe, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.